do now the holy letters of the Rebbe. And this is volume 4, 927. And this is dated on the 24th day of the first Adar in the year Tav Shin Aleph in Brooklyn. And the Rebbe is sending this to this great rabbi, genius. The Rebbe gives him a lot of beautiful titles. Moshe. And his last name was Ether. He lived in Harrisburg, I guess Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, probably. Or Harrisburg, New York, or Pennsylvania? What is Harrisburg? I thought Harrisburg is in Pennsylvania. What? I'm not sure. Maybe? Yeah. Okay, whatever. As you go up, I think it's pretty actually close to New York. It's the beginning of Pennsylvania. I mean, when you're going like towards Pittsburgh, you go farther. But in any event, so the Rebbe says the letter to him. He says, peace and blessing. And the Rebbe says, I read with pleasantness your letter about your Verbrengen, that you got together with a friendly get-together with the Hasidim to strengthen your connections one with each other, and also to connect yourself with the tree of life, which is the teaching of Hasidus, and in the behaving with the characteristics of a Hasidus, the teachings of the Divrei Elokim Chaim, the Hasidus that have been our inheritance from our parents and our leaders, the Rebbes, the Holy Rebbes, starting from the Baal Shem Tov and the Rav HaMagid, the Alter Rebbe, etc., until my father-in-law, the previous Rubavitcher Rebbe, as the Rebbe and Zecharonim Tzadik Kostav Rocha, with all the titles, Bakol Yisrael. So the Rebbe says like this, they say in the Medrash, and it's also brought down in the Yalkut, Medrash Abchir, also brought down the Yalkut in the beginning of this Shabbos on the Vayakel Moshe. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe that you should make large gatherings and expound before them so that they should learn from you for the following generations to gather gatherings to teach, to instruct to the Jewish people, so that my great name will be praised amongst them. This is what the Medrash says. So from here we learn that if the Moshe is the leader, so every community has like a little Moshe, because if that's the leader of that community, he's the Moshe. So every Moshe out of each community, each kehila, or any gathering where there is a gathering of Jewish people, if you gather the people of your community and you study about the path that you need to go in this, so this is actually a praise of God's great name. May you be blessed and elevated. This is Hashem's praise. As it's known, that generally when we have an idea of a name, why does one need a name? It's not necessarily for the person himself. It's only if there is somebody else. If you need somebody to call you by your name, to get your attention, you need a name. But for yourself, you don't need a name. So similarly, so to speak, Kavayachol, it's also above. That the essence of Hashem has not been hinted. There's no letter. There's no even koitz, meaning the pointers off par the letters. God is not even hinted in them. When we say God's names, we say a name of God, we're talking about as it relates to the creation of the world, as sages say in the Gemara Menachos Chof Tes Beis, that the letter Yud of God's name, of the Yud Kei Vav Kei, Olam Haba was created, the world to come was created, etc. So then, and on top of this, you have when we say Shmoy HaGodol, his great name. What is Hashem's great name? The great name, how is that's beyond just the name, which is Yud Kei that created. Why is it a great name? That is represents God's capabilities to create worlds, but before they've been created. Similar to what we see in Pirkei de Rabbeinu Elazar Perek Gimel, we say that before the world was created, it was just God and His great name alone. So in other words, there was no expression of his name. There were no other creations yet. It was just him and his potential of creating the world. So the Rebbe wants to point that even such a great level, because it says in the Medrash, it says that when you get together people and you study together, that is a praise for Hashem. But it doesn't say just a praise. It says it praises Hashem's great name. So what is the great name over here means a very great level of holiness. You can reach that.
Yeah.
So even that great name, which is a very high level in spirituality, God's great name, you can reach and you can praise it and you can elevate it when you speak in a gathering and you make a fabrengen and you speak words of Chassidus that point to and what rebukes what is permissible for us, what is prohibited, what is permissible, what is the path, what is the direction that leads to the right way, the way that Oyla Beiske, like, leads to the house of Hashem. That is the greatness. So the Rebbe was basically thanking him with pleasantness for his gathering together and speaking before them and pointing out the great, tremendous praises is us for Hashem and the great privilege. The Rebbe also asks him to please greet all those people that were at that Fabrengen, each one individually, and to give forth them a blessing that they should be successful in all their matters, that they should have their physical sustenance as well as their spiritual one, each one in the way that is fitting for them, also physically and spiritually, with blessings of good, both physically and spiritually. So that's part of the, as you see here from the beginning, that's part of the Hasidic tradition, and it's one of the practices of Hasidim is to make these get-togethers and to, we call them Fabrengen or whatever they're called, but get together. And basically, these are like therapy sessions that we encourage each other. Today, they call them therapy, or they call them support groups. They call them various different kinds of names. So Hasidim also needs support to fight the Yetzer Hara, to fight the winds that are blowing, the common, the culture, and you know, we're talking about the fact that there is a lot more today that especially young people have to deal with, even more than we had to deal with when we were growing up, because of all the flooding of all the information and all the availability and the things were flooded with all kinds of sometimes negative and very easy access to things that may be harmful and hurtful, and it's just a big challenge to go on the right path. And so the support that you can get from getting together with others that are like-minded and believe in the same ideas is something very important to be able to continue and to stay strong. You may not be able to do it on your own, but if you have support together with other people, then you may be able to be successful.